says that listener 51551. Now, is modern prison life too comfortable for prisoners, or do better conditions lead to better outcomes for society? And how can we make safer our prison environments? Well, in the last few weeks, our reporter Brian O'Connell was given a private tour inside the new 40 million euro Cork prison. Brian, well, I suppose it was private up to a point, because you did get to meet and talk to prisoners and people working there. So what is this new Cork prison like?
Well, as you said, just over 40 million euro facility. No longer do prisoners have to slop out as they did in the old prison. You have a state-of-the-art educational facility, pretty decent-sized gym. There are very, very good visiting areas, landscaped prison yards, very high security, something like 300 CCTV cameras, a horticultural area. So really state-of-the-art modern facility. And the governor there is Pat Dawson. He's a very big emphasis on family engagement. So those family visiting areas, they're really, really well thought out. The food seemed really good. I had a look in the canteen, and it is spotlessly clean everywhere.
And you were there to look at the Samaritans Listener Program, which has been running in prisons now, I think, for quite a while. But and we'll come back to hear that in a little more detail. But there was one long-term prisoner who brought you into his cell.
That's right, on B landing now. The conditions are that I don't name the prisoners and we don't say exactly how long their sentence is for fear of victims who may be listening. But this prisoner is on B landing. He's got an in cell. So it's a cell that actually has a decent view out over the city and the countryside. And he is a listener on this Samaritans programme that's happening inside the prison. And you know this because there's actually a sign on his door saying that a listener lives here. So we chatted about why he got involved.
This is my cell now, TV, stereo. We have two beds, even though it's a single cell for myself. I have my photographs on the wall, shower and toilet are over here, wash basin as well.
Tell us about the listener programme. When did you get involved in it?
I got just over 2 years ago. I wanted to do it really to give something back. That was my idea, you know, for committing crime. It was nice to do something for someone instead. I know I've helped out people because two of them have come back to me and they've said how grateful they were for being there for them. As good as prison is and all the education, is your brothers and sisters are going out, they're going to special occasions and things like that, and you're hearing about all these things and you wish you were there and you're missing out on special birthdays and family occasions, and that can get you.
With any crime, they're victims. Do you think about that? Like, does being part of a programme like that cause you to reflect on your own past?
It does, yeah. I find it's great like that because you're putting yourself in their position, and what would it be like if it happened to you? That's one of the main things you're doing in here, really. The rehabilitation is great like that, that you won't commit any more crimes.
How do you know that? It's very hard to say that, isn't it? Like, how do you know you're being truly rehabilitated?
When I was outside, now there's no way I'd have got involved with Samaritans or listeners or anything like that. You know, when you come in here, then your lifestyle changes, really. Families, then, they will disown you a bit. Like, some of my family don't visit me because of my crime. And it's great to show the ones that are visiting that I have turned my life around and trying to make a better person myself. When I do get out, I haven't anything. I lost everything by coming in here. House, job, friends, family, for, you know, 5 minutes of stupidity.
You can't take it back?
No, you can't get it back. No, you can't change what's happened. You wish you could, but you can't.
Sadder and a wiser man, it would appear there, Brian, that prisoner on a lengthy sentence doing this Samaritan programme, he says to give something back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the cell, I suppose you could say it has all the mod cons in a way. It's 12 square foot, is due to accommodate two people, so there's two bunk beds, but in his case it's just himself in it. So that would compare to the previous cells in the old prison, which were 8 square feet, and they would have had to generally accommodate three persons. He's in there on his own, and it's a huge change, I guess, to have the showers, to have the hand basins in, and the bathrooms inside in the cells. So that's a big change that a lot of the prisoners wanted to highlight. And the programme, the Samaritans programme, works very simply, Sean, in that volunteers go into the prison. They train prisoners to be listeners. If a prisoner feels then the need that they want to talk, they can call on the listeners within the prison anytime, day or night. It's all done in confidence, and there's actually a seminar taking place in Dublin Castle right at the moment highlighting the benefits of the service. So it's put in place to try and reduce harm and instances of suicide within the prison. Now, that prisoner we heard from, he's on an enhanced wing, so he would get additional privileges. I did meet another younger prisoner. He's also serving a very long sentence, and he started telling me about how the programme has helped him.
Just learning how to like empathise with people and how to sympathise with people and just learning to be there for people. Like,
how long have you been doing it?
I'm doing it over 2 years now, say about 2.5 years now I'm a listener.
So you've come across, I'd say, some fairly difficult situations in those 2.5 years.
It definitely makes me change the way I think, like, towards other people, like, and it's definitely, like, I was always kind of able to empathise and sympathise with kind of people, but I think it's after learning me that much better, kind of, like, to empathise with people, like, and understand them a bit better, like, and just be there for someone. Like, for instance, like, I could be talking to my mother or something on the phone, I could be talking to my daughter, one of my brothers or something like that, like, and I could be talking to them and they could be in a bad situation, they might feel a bit down, but then automatically you just kind of feel the listening skills, they just kick in, like, and you start using them even in your personal life and stuff like that. So it's not only handy within the prison, but it's handy within your own personal life as well, like, so.
What's the new prison like?
Well, it's a lot better than the old prison anyway, that's for sure.
Were you in the old prison?
I was in the old prison as well, yeah. Like, we have our showers, we have our toilets, we have our sinks.
You know, people listening will say it's too cushy.
It's too cushy. Well, at the end of the day, like, you're away from your family, your freedom is taken away, like, so what's the point in throwing someone up and locking them away, you know what I mean? Like, people have to change. It's all about rehabilitation. Well, that, to the best of my knowledge, is supposed to be about rehabilitation. So how are people going to change if you just lock them in a cell and you don't give them the chance to change, like, so, you know?
Do you think you've changed?
Well, I definitely think I changed. And even my mother, even a load of people, even friends, even people I know from Pats that I see in here now even say it to me. Like, for instance, like, I remember I used to have Tupac and stuff on the walls. And only recently now, Tupac is gone, like, and it's just a map of the world posters and stuff like that. Like, I don't have any of that kind of stuff on my walls. So for even me to notice that as well shows change and kind of maturity as well. If you want to change, you will change.
So, Brian, you get a sense there, listening to that younger prisoner, that while the programme is designed to help other people, the listeners or the people running it, they actually gain a lot themselves too.
Exactly. I think it's a win-win. The prisoners get to learn about how to listen and how to empathise and sympathise with people. And then other inmates have someone to talk to if they want to, someone who isn't a member of staff. That was very important, they were telling me. I suppose the hope, as I said, would be it reduces the instances of suicide and self-harm within the prison. And staff and prisoners often have to deal with the aftermath of that. I talked to the Governor, Pat Dawson, about that and whether or not prison life is made too comfortable for prisoners nowadays.
The likes of the listener scheme, I suppose, brings the conversation about suicide out into the kind of community of the prison on a peer-led basis, you know, and I think there's lots of conversations about mental health in the community, you know, various people who are out there championing mental health all for the good, and I think that this is how we can do that in prison, through the likes of the listener scheme, you know.
You'll have the attitude, Pat, where people listen saying there are better services, or there appear to be better services in the prison, or easier access to services than there are on the outside. There's 510,000 people on hospital waiting lists at the moment, mental health budgets have been cut.
Yeah, but every community has to do its best to manage it in its own situation, you know, and the prison is a community. And what we have here is a microcosm of any community, any village, any you know, there's 270 prisoners here, and, you know, between that and the people who are working here and all the in-reach services and everything, up to 500 people are involved in the community that is Cork Prison. So every community of that size tries to address these types of issues. So that's all that's happening here. It's a peer-led initiative through the Samaritans that we have listeners, so people who are trained to hear what's going on for individuals who may self-harm.
And isn't it that it's hard to move away sometimes from the public mindset of the Victorian model of a prison to what prisons are evolving into?
Well, I think we need to continually challenge that, you know. We need to be saying that we're making prison part of the community, because, you know, in the Victorian times they put people behind a big wall and left them out when they were finished. You know, that didn't achieve anything. So until we start actually changing the person that came to prison and thinking of interventions, all of those things are a scattershot of, you know, potential impacts for individuals that will help them hopefully not to reoffend. So that's the dividend for the community. You know, people talk about, you know, 40 million being spent on the new prison in Cork, but the dividend for the community is we'll do prison in a better way that hopefully will make the community safer in the longer run.
In other words, according to the Governor, Pat Dawson there, Brian, society gains, the whole of society gains
exactly.
from having good and properly run prisons.
Yeah, and that's the point, I think. And it's worth mentioning as well that many of the Samaritan volunteers, they do this on Sundays. They give up their free time. And for example, I met Cindy O'Shea. She's a lecturer in UCC. She helps to run the programme. She goes in there on her day off. I just have one final clip I want to bring you, Sean. I chatted to two other prisoners, both of whom are in the Listener programme, but they graduated only recently.
A lot of people won't talk to officers and things like that, whatever. But they might talk to prisoners, which is always a good thing. So it's good to have and that is confidential as well, which is the main thing, really.
I was going to ask you about that because you're obviously getting information or hearing things firsthand from prisoners, which could prove very useful down the line if you ever needed it. So the confidentiality has to be.
Confidentiality is the main reason why I done it.
But the reason I probably started because I've had a brother in law that was suicidal and he ended up dying at the end of it. But I said, look, if I'd known what to do back then, I would have probably said something or tried to talk to him or whatever, you know.
And that was me personally as well. I wouldn't want to talk for years and years. I think it's just men in general, they don't like to throw the feelings out there for whatever reason. But
why?
I think it's a macho thing, really, isn't it? You know, it's rare you see men kind of getting deep about their thoughts, but since I've done the programme, the listeners programme, I've noticed I'm able to talk to, even if it's not the listeners, I'm able to just express myself to my mates even.
Have you a bit to go in here?
I have a few years to go now, but I'm doing productive stuff with my time, definitely. That's why I want to better myself, because I've committed bad crimes which led me to here. I'd like to give back now. A lot of people come in and they don't want to change. I can't speak for everyone, a lot of young fellas do. Me personally, I want to make a difference in my life. I'm here for a while now, so in any little way I can, I'm going to give back positively.
You could end up as prison officers down the line.
We won't go that far.
Brian, thanks indeed. Who knows what will happen down the road. Brian, thanks indeed for that report. Brian O'Connell reporting on that new Cork prison. 40 million has been spent on it. And for more information on the work of the Samaritans or to find out about volunteering, you can go to samaritans.org. We'll close the programme after this break.